Once upon a time, a young woman wished to have a little girl. Finally, one day, her wish came true. The beautiful little girl which she found between the petals of a flower was no bigger than her thumb. So she named her Thumbelina and made a cradle for her from a walnut shell. When Thumbelina got a little bit older, she loved to walk in the garden where she was barely as tall as the grass. One day, while she was enjoying sunshine, a big, ugly frog stepped in front of her and said,
"I've heard about you, Thumbelina. You are a very pretty girl, and I am going to take you home to my place so that you can marry my son."
Thumbelina became very frightened and tried to run away, but the frog was quicker, and he soon caught her and carried her to the swamp where he lived. He placed her on a water lily pad in the middle of a nearby pond and said,
"Thumbelina, you will stay here and wait for me until I come back."
Poor Thumbelina was lonely and afraid, and she cried out,
"Oh, won't someone help me? Please, someone help me."
And she started to cry. Soon, some small fish swimming by heard her sad crying and came to help her, putting their little noses just above the water and saying to her,
"Do you want us to help you, little pretty girl?"
"Oh, yes, please. A big frog has captured me and is holding me prisoner here."
She was so tiny and helpless and so lovely that the fish felt very sorry for her. Swimming under the leaf on which sat Thumbelina, they nibbled away the stem so that Thumbelina could float away from where the frogs lived. As she floated downstream, a beautiful butterfly offered to help her and flapped his wings so that Thumbelina could float farther away on her raft. Suddenly, a large beetle swooped down and carried Thumbelina to his tree. Thumbelina was very frightened, but the beetle was very kind to her, saying,
"Don't be frightened, Thumbelina. I'm your friend. We'll look after you."
He brought her honey from the flowers. He saw that she had enough to eat and a safe place among the leaves of his tree. The beetle knew that he could not take care of Thumbelina forever, so one day he placed her on a flower in the field. For the entire summer, Thumbelina was very happy. She lived among the flowers and got honey from them for food. She drank dew from the leaves and was warmed by the sun. Many tiny insects and small animals were her friends, and they used to play together. But soon summer was over, and autumn came. The weather became cooler, and the sun was no longer warm. The birds flew away, and the insects disappeared. Even the flowers lost their petals, and the leaves blew down from the trees. Thumbelina wrapped herself in a leaf to keep warm, but that leaf, too, withered and blew away in crumbly little pieces. Thumbelina was frightened and lonely again, and she did not know where to go for help. She wandered through the fields for a long time until she met a friendly little field mouse who was hurrying home for supper. He saw that she was cold and hungry and said,
"You are very welcome to come down to my den under the haystack. Will you come with me?"
"Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Mouse."
So down they went into the den under the haystack, and the mouse introduced Thumbelina to his friend the mole, who lived in a tunnel close by. And both the mouse and the mole were very kind to Thumbelina. To repay them for their kindness, she kept house for them and cooked delicious meals for them. One day, while Thumbelina was there alone, she looked outside and saw a poor swallow who seemed to be dead. But when he fluttered his wings a little, she brought him into the den and warmed him by the fire. He had not really been dead, just numbed from the cold weather. Thumbelina cared for the bird and saw that he had enough to eat. Finally, when he was strong and well again, the swallow said,
"Thank you, Thumbelina. You are a very kind girl, but I must be away now.
If I can ever help you, I will.
And so saying, the swallow flew away. Thumbelina was very surprised one day when the mole came up to her and said,
Thumbelina, for a long time now, I have been seeking a wife, and I have decided that you will be my wife, so we will get married.
Thumbelina wasn't too happy about getting married to the mole, but she had nowhere else to go. So after the date was set for the wedding, she began making her wedding clothes. Thumbelina was sad because she just couldn't see herself having to live underground in the mole's tunnel forever and ever. Instead, she really wanted to go back to her garden, to be warmed by the sun and to live among the beautiful flowers. The day before Thumbelina was to marry the mole, she stood at the door of the mouse's den, looking up at the clear blue sky. Just then, she heard wings flapping. It was her friend the swallow who landed next to her and said,
Hi, Thumbelina. Hey, why so sad, kid? You look very unhappy.
Thumbelina told him the whole story and how she wished to live with the flowers. So he said,
Well, Thumbelina, hop on my back and I'll fly you away from here.
So Thumbelina climbed on his back and they flew to a far-off land where there were flowers and sunshine and many tiny creatures. The swallow placed Thumbelina on a beautiful white flower. Suddenly it opened, and she was surprised to see a handsome prince, not much larger than herself, with a gold crown on his head and delicate wings on his shoulders. When the handsome prince saw how beautiful Thumbelina was, he said to her,
You are the most beautiful girl I have ever known. I am in love with you at first sight. Will you marry me?
And Thumbelina said,
More handsomer than the mole, so I shall marry you.
The prince gave her a fine crown and a pair of white wings as wedding presents. After they were married, Thumbelina and the prince lived among the flowers and were warmed by the sun. The garden was the most beautiful Thumbelina had ever seen. There were many kinds of flowers and blossoms and plants. With their delicate wings, the prince and his bride could fly from flower to flower, sipping the honey. They enjoyed the singing of the birds, and their friend the swallow stayed to live near them in the garden. Thumbelina was no longer lonely. She and the prince loved this wonderful land and lived there happily forever and ever.